Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, here with Stephen Waltar, estate planning attorney of Legacy Estate Planning in Bellevue, Washington. And Steve, I love the name of your firm. It is about truly about leaving a lasting legacy. And I would really like to ask you in this last segment, what does that really mean to someone to be able to leave? What is your definition of that?
Yeah, it's probably different for everyone, but I will say I came to this by having so many people that died without a plan or it totally blew up and their legacy was terrible. Yeah. And I thought, you know, that's not what people want. People want to be able to pass on their assets and their values to their kids, their grandkids. Sometimes it's to charities. And so I'd say a good lasting legacy is making sure the estate plan works, providing some protections for the next generation so it doesn't implode if one of the kids goes through a divorce, and then passing on your values. So we have a legacy worksheet in each of our estate plans where you could talk about the most important lessons you'll learn in life. And you can pass on that along with the money. That's accomplishing a lot if you can pass on not only money, but values.
Yeah. And lessons. How is that? Could you give me an example of that?
Well, I don't know if we're talking practically speaking. My parents rode the same school bus from first grade on. They knew each other really well. My mom died 4 years ago. But they took serious my questions. They didn't know the favorite teacher and the best. I mean, they didn't have every answer for each other. Mm-hmm. And it really helped at the memorial services. If you've got those stories, those pictures, those lessons. I mean, when someone's throwing together a memorial, it's hard. And you can grab pictures these days, but the stories and the most important things they learned in life, if those are written down, it's way more likely to be shared and not forgotten.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the lessons of your grandparents? You know, I mean, you could.
Yeah. And obviously that goes into a matter of if your loved one was a veteran, those things are very important to understand the values of their time in serving our country. If they were, you know, any sort of do they have foreign ties to different cultures, different things like that? What can they pass on? And I myself wrote my mother's eulogy. I heard because I was the one that took care of her. I was the one that knew her more than anybody else. And I think the thing that I got back from people after the service was, wow, I didn't know that your mom did all these things, right? But I think a lot of times if families are, they come apart, they don't necessarily do that. Having those things, you know, what do you want people to say about you? What do you want to live by? And more importantly, what are the values? When you talk about these values, how often do I hear my parents' voice in my head all the time? Even though they've been gone for
decades. You've created this image of voice and communicate. Yeah. All that is undone if the estate plan is terrible, because then they're fighting over the home. They're fighting over the personal effects.
Yep.
And so you need both, really, to have a lasting legacy. A proper estate plan.
Yeah. Yeah,
and good communication.
And I have always said to people, because I talk to families all the time that are in, you know, in strife. They don't agree, especially when the matriarch or patriarch of the family all of a sudden has to go to assisted living or is having challenges. Everybody, it starts fighting, right? And it happens probably more often. And, you know, I have always said to people like that, it's my opinion that the executor of someone's estate should not be a beneficiary because of that reason, because it puts them in a really bad situation. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a good question. It's a common issue. I don't know if there's one right answer. You know, when people are often saying, you know, who should be in charge when I die, I reverse it and I say, who do you want to pay your bills during your lifetime?
Yeah.
Who do you want to do it for you? Usually, if you would trust them to do it for you, you would trust them to do it for the kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but sometimes it is a burden. Someone that does it, one of the kids, whether they take a fee or not, the others don't appreciate all the work that it is. And sometimes it does make sense to maybe list a trusted friend or a professional fiduciary.
My
It
father had
all
a
depends.
professional fiduciary, and I was very grateful that that happened because I didn't have, even though I didn't get along with my two brothers for different reasons, it was great because we didn't even talk to each other through this process. It's what they told us what we got, and that was it, right?
Well,
There
sometimes
wasn't.
they say if you don't like the personal rep or whatever, the trustee, at least it's all the kids agree. Wow, I don't like that institution.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's something to say about having a neutral party in that. And that's why I've always gone that way. I think that it's less strife on people, but get then again, it depends on the family for
It
sure.
does.
In my family, it was really clear that none of us could get along. So
I'm a lawyer, so the answer. It depends. I mean, it really
yeah,
depends. Because you got to
exactly.
ask those questions. You got to
Yeah.
think through practically. Someone
Yeah.
doesn't have to be a rocket science, but they have to be. They have to be organized. They have to be a good
Right.
communicator. They can hire the help, but they got to get along
Right.
with people. Otherwise,
Yeah.
you don't want someone throwing their power around. That's not good.
Yeah. Now, and so a lot of and I guess I just have to touch on this too. What are your beliefs about funeral pre-planning? Is that part of an estate?
It really is. Yeah, we can do a disposition of remains now, and that will say, do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be composted, which is, kind of growing? There's a
That's the
couple of
new thing,
companies
yeah.
here, or burial. And if you pre-plan it, and even if you prepay, you're going to save a lot of money because
Huge money.
cremation costs the same in our state, and people will pay from 500 to 5,000, depending on where they go.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I've heard statements that says the cost of funerals can double like every 5 years. It's
Crazy.
this is nuts when you think about setting up, a pre-planning of something like that. Can't families just pay like payments on that for till they die or something like that? So even they could pay for an elaborate funeral and it's already done. Is
Yeah, they
that
can.
correct? Yeah.
In my first book, I wrote about funeral trusts. There are ways to prepay in this fund, and then this fund gives you resources of what the costs are, and it's a way to
Wow.
kind of control it much better than just a free for all when you're
Fabulous.
done.
Yeah. So, Stephen Waltar, it has been such an honor to have you on the show this week, and I hope you'll come back again soon.
Yeah, I think we should have one of my other attorneys that knows more elder law than I do. That would be a
We
good, big,
would
yeah.
love that. We would love that. And
Okay.
so, for each and every one of you, we'll be right back right after this.
Time to get back to Suzanne and more Answers for Elders.
I would like to thank our guest, Stephen Waltar from Legacy Estate Planning in Bellevue. And please check him out at www.waltar.com. And also think about those documents that you have. How long has it been since you've had them checked? If it's been more than 5 years, it's a new year, everyone. It's time to take care of business. So give Steve a call at 425-455-6788. And until next week, be good to each other.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.